Custom tuning adapts PYCKLM's embedding weights to your codebase vocabulary, patterns, and naming conventions so search results get sharper the more you use Pickle. Prerequisites: active Pickle Pro subscription, at least 500 files indexed Python 3.9 plus step 1, understand what custom tuning changes. Custom tuning fine-tunes PYCKLM's embedding model on your indexed codebase. It learns your project's naming patterns, domain terms, and code structure, things a general model treats as noise. It does not re-index your files, change your ChromaDB schema, or affect any other project's index. The tuned model replaces the default embedder for search and session context only. Indexing still uses the base model unless you re-index after switching. Key insight: tuning improves recall for domain-specific terms. If your codebase uses names like orchestrator, dispatch loop, or internal acronyms, the base model often misses them. A tuned model won't. Step 2. Trigger a tuning job from the CLI. Run the tuning command against your indexed project path. Pickle pulls training pairs from your session history and chunk graph, so the more searches you've run, the better the training signal. Pickle tune start path slash home slash kp112081 slash your project epix3 output tag my project v1, then output tag flag names the tuned model checkpoint. Use something you'll recognize. The job runs server-side, your terminal returns a job ID immediately. Warning: you need at least 200 prior search queries logged to generate meaningful training pairs. Run pickle tune check path slash home slash kp112081 slash your project first. It tells you if you have enough signal before billing starts. Step 3. Monitor training progress. Use the job ID returned at submission to poll status. Training typically finishes in 8 to 12 minutes for codebases under 10K chunks. Pickle tune status job ID tune underscore A3F92C output shows epic progress, loss curve, and estimated time remaining. When status reads complete, the checkpoint is ready to activate. Pickle tune status job ID tune underscore A3F92C sharp job, tune underscore A3F92C sharp status, complete hashtag epics, 3/3 hashtag loss, 0.041 0.019 hashtag tagged, my project v1 hashtag ready, yes try this pipe status to a watch loop so you don't have to keep rerunning it. Watch in 30. Pickle tune status job ID tune underscore A3F92C step 4, switch to your tuned model, activate the checkpoint for your project. This updates the project config and swaps the embedder on next search, no restart needed. Pickle tune activate path slash home slash kp112081 slash your project tag my project v1 confirm the switch took effect. Pickle config show path slash home slash kp112081 slash your project grep embedder hashtag embedder tune slash my project v1 to revert to the base model at any time. Run pickle tune deactivate path slash home slash kp112081 slash your project. Your tune checkpoints are preserved, deactivating does not delete them. Key insight: if you re-index after activating, Pickle uses the tuned embedder to generate new chunk vectors. This compounds the quality gain. Embeddings and the search model speak the same dialect. Step 5. Measure search quality improvement. Run the built-in quality benchmark against a set of queries. Pickle compares results from the base model and your tuned model side by side using IndeCG at 10. Pickle tune benchmark backslash path slash home slash kp112081 slash your project backslash queries queries.txt backslash tag my project v1 queries.txt is a plain text file, one query per line. Use searches you actually run, not synthetic ones. Real queries expose the real gap. Hashtag sample queries.txt authentication middleware retry logic for API calls database connection pool error handling and async tasks output reports NDCG at 10 for base versus tuned, plus per query rank deltas. A 10-25% NDCG improvement is typical on the first tuning run. Try this retune every 2 weeks if your codebase is actively growing. Session query history accumulates fast, and the second tuning run almost always beats the first. What's next? Next guide: use one index across multiple tools. Next guide: understand change impact before you edit. Next guide: your first semantic search all. Guides.